Please open the front of your hymn books to page 109. We follow the order of matins, beginning with the vesper, with the versicles. Please stand. The lesson from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The word bless is an unusual word, not only in English, but other languages as well. The Hebrew word has to do with kneeling and bowing down. The English word originally had to do with blood sacrifices to pagan gods. We use the word with various meanings today also. We connect it in English with the word benediction that comes from Latin. A benediction is a blessing, and it means to speak well of someone. We bless God by speaking well of him. But we also say that God blesses us, gives us benefits, does good things for us. The Bible uses this word in both ways also. We know the familiar benediction, the Lord bless you and keep you. And yet here in our text, the psalmist tells us that we should speak of blessing God. The answer is as simple as understanding the context. Here, King David, who wrote this psalm, tells us more so that we should know how to understand this word bless in the context. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Of course, we should speak well of God. He is our maker, redeemer, and comforter. God is holy and deserves all praise and honor from us and from all creation. In the Old Testament, when they praised God, they often recalled the mighty deeds that he had done for them. He made heaven and earth. He saved Noah in the flood. He brought Israel out of Egypt. He fed them with manna in the wilderness. He delivered them from their enemies again and again. Here, too, David directs us to what the Lord has done to show his power and his love. He forgives us. He heals us. He redeems us. He crowns us with loving kindness and mercy. We can see how he did that in the Old Testament, but also in the life of Jesus. Jesus forgave the sinners who repented of their sins, even those who were considered outcasts of society. He didn't shun them, but he helped them. Jesus healed people with many different diseases and afflictions. He even raised the dead back to life. This week we remembered that he healed the 10 lepers, and one of them returned to thank Jesus and worship him, to bless him for the blessing Jesus had given him. God does the same for you. Your conscience reminds you of your sin and your guilt before God. In Jesus, he forgives you. Your diseases and weaknesses show that you are dependent on your Creator. You are not perfect and complete. He heals you. Dangers all around you are ready to destroy you, but the Lord redeems you. In his love, he crowns your life with mercy and loving kindness. And so David says, don't forget all these benefits. But we do forget, because we're human beings affected by sin, because we live in a world affected by sin again and again, and we fall into sin on our own after the fall of Adam and Eve. Genesis says, every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart is only evil continually. St. Paul says, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And yet in God our Savior, we have hope, sure and certain hope of redemption, because the Lord does all that he says. He forgives, heals, redeems, and has mercy on us. David had certainly lived through difficult times in his life. His older brothers looked down on him. King Saul was jealous of his popularity and even tried to kill him. David was captured by Philistines and held prisoner. He was caught in grievous sins of adultery and murder. But David confessed his sins and trusted in the Lord. He repented and begged for God's mercy, and the Lord forgave, healed, redeemed, and had mercy on him. One of the great things about the Christian faith is that our heroes of faith are not superheroes without flaws. They are just like us. Even our Savior is just like us, except he is without sin. But Jesus became like us, became man like us, to redeem us, body and soul. He was born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. Jesus took all our sins on himself, and he blesses us by putting on us all his holiness and goodness and righteousness. All that was his is now ours. We are washed clean in holy baptism. We are cleansed through the blood of Christ shed on the cross. As St. John writes, the blood of Jesus Christ God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. We are forgiven, healed, redeemed, and crowned with mercy. That is why David invites us and urges us again to bless the Lord with our whole being, to thank God for his mercy, which we do not deserve, but which he gladly bestows upon us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Please take your bulletin and let's stand and use together this prayer, the text as our prayer for today.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives you all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with love of kindness and tender mercies. Amen.
We continue with the Te Deum on page 114.